My dear friend, I'd like to share a brief experience with you that I just had last week. As I went to work on Monday, everything seemed to go as usual. All the colleagues were there, everything seemed as it was. Except that at about 9 o'clock in the morning, my colleague, who is in the office with me, just turned round and said, "My mother-in-law is not well." I said, "Oh, what's wrong?" He says, I don't exactly know, but I don't think she's well at all." Within the next hour, my colleague had received phone calls from his wife. The mother got more and more ill as the day went by. By the afternoon, when I went back into the office at a certain point, my colleague said to me, "My mother-in-law is dying. She was soon taken to hospital, and by 2 o'clock in the morning, later that evening, she died." What I would like to speak to you tonight, dear friend, is about time and how important time is. I don't know what you think about time. I don't know what you, how you value, if you really value every moment that you live day by day, if you value every day that you have in your life. I don't know. I can tell you that this experience really shook me. This lady, who's 77 years old, she was well. She had no signs of illness. She was struck by a really strong and fast cancer, which took her away, took her into eternity, from time to eternity, in the space of a day. Some people, as you may know, you will have heard, have gone from time to eternity in seconds. Accidents, things that have happened. But dear friend, my desire is not to be engaged with what is sad necessarily. I don't want to spend these few moments of your time as you listen to this in speaking about things that are negative. But I do desire, I really desire that I would like to warn you on the importance of time and the importance of this moment. Yes, just this moment in which you are listening to this message. I would like you to consider this. And I would like you to turn with me to God's word, my dear friend. It is not me that wants to convey this message to you. It is God's message that we are proclaiming tonight. And I would like you to open just for a moment your ear and your heart to listen to what God is telling you tonight, my dear friend. So if you have a Bible with you, if you have a Bible in your home, or if you just look up these verses online as well in the Bible, I would like to turn to the second epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 6. And as I read this sentence, these two sentences, I would like you to think that God is reading this, is telling this to your heart. And 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. And from the second part of the verse, it says, "Behold, now is the well-accepted time. Behold, now the day of salvation." My dear friend, just let me underline this word. Now is the well-accepted time. Now, the day of salvation. It's not today, it's now. As you are listening to this message, God is concentrating, seeks to call your concentration on this moment, now. There is a story in the Gospels of a person that was interested in the exact time of an event. If you go to it with me, it's in the Gospel according to John, John's Gospel, and chapter 4. And it tells us of a man whose son was ill, was sick, and this man was desperate that his son may get better. And this man, having heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and he asked him that Jesus would come down and heal his son, for he was about to die. Sounds to me like this man was getting close. He realized his son was living the last moments of his life. Just like my colleague said to me, my mother-in-law is dying. There is sometimes, it might seem weird, but it seems to me like there is an understanding sometimes. Men are given the opportunity to know what is about to happen. This man had this sense, and he was urged by this desperate need that his son might be healed. And he had heard about Jesus, and he went to him and asked him to help. But what I want to come to is that, cutting the story short, he asks Jesus to help him. And Jesus says, go, your son lives. That's in verse 50, chapter 4 of John's Gospel. And the man believed the word which Jesus said to him, and he went his way. And as he was going, his servants met him, and they said to him, your child lives. And then comes verse 52, if you read it carefully with me. It says, he inquired, so the man inquired from them the hour at which he got better. And they said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. Verse 53, the father therefore knew that it was in that hour in which Jesus said to him, your son lives. And he believed himself and his whole house. My dear friend, let me just share this with you. All the events of your life, all your experiences, are not casual. They don't happen by pure chance. God's hand, my dear friend, whether you believe it or not, is over you. And he's looking over you. And he's preparing and he's calling you so that you may have an opportunity to turn to him. So now is a well-accepted time. As you listen to this message, God is speaking to you, dear friend. And God would like you to focus at this time. And the moment you're listening at this message, you know, this hour was so important for this man because he wanted to know and he recognized that it was at that moment that Jesus had said, your son lives. So he traced back the healing of his own son to the power of those words that came from that man, Jesus himself. My dear friend, tonight maybe you can trace back an opportunity that happened, an experience that you've had, and trace it back to God's power for your salvation. So we read about now is a well-accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. What does it mean? What are we speaking about? What is this message all about? Well, dear friend, the message of the gospel that we would like to bring to your heart tonight is the power of God to the salvation of man. What does it mean? Well, what is it all about? It's all about one man, my dear friend. I would like to turn to a story that maybe you've heard before. It's the story of a man called Zacchaeus. And it's in the Gospel of Luke, according to Luke, and in chapter 19. And the story goes that Jesus went to the city, Jericho, where this man lived, Zacchaeus. And this man really wanted to meet Jesus. And as Jesus came in, he saw him on a tree. And he says to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today I must remain in thy house. Do you notice? God is stressing. Jesus is stressing the importance of this day. Today I must remain in thy house. Maybe it's the first time you listen to this message, to the message of the gospel. Well, dear friend, today is the day, is the moment that Jesus wants to pass and come to your house, come to your heart. So he goes on, and in verse 9 it says, Jesus said to him, today salvation is come to this house. Who went to the house of Zacchaeus? The answer is simple. It was Jesus. Who is? What is the salvation? It is Jesus himself, my dear friend. It says about the birth of Jesus in Matthew chapter 1, speaking of Mary, his mother, it says, she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. What is the message of salvation? It is the message of Jesus. Jesus is the only Savior for you tonight, dear friend. Savior from what? Salvation from what? What does it say? Save his people from their sin. My dear friend, maybe you know, but we are all sinners. Me and you, we are sinners. We are the sinners, and we, our hearts are fully full of evil. They are wicked. They are incredibly wicked, the Bible tells us, my dear friend. And I don't think I need to explain this too much to you. If you're just honest, and if you look into your own heart, and look at the experiences of your life, you will soon realize that you have sinned, as I have sinned. Think of, have you never said something that wasn't true, what we call a lie? Have you never been dishonest? Have you never disobeyed your parents when you were little, when you were young? Isn't it true that sometimes you have some wicked thoughts that come in your mind when you get cross, when you get angry, when you get nervous about situations or stressed about situations, maybe at work, at home? My dear friend, we are sinners. Sin doesn't just mean what is wicked and evil according to the laws, the social society laws of this world. My dear friend, sin is everything that is against God. Everything that leaves God out of the situation. Oh, dear friend, maybe you've never left, you've never thought about God. You've never given him time, space, room in your life, in your heart, in your house. Now, today, salvation is come to this house. Today, salvation is come to you, my dear friend. How has this salvation come to you? Well, let me just briefly tell you, my dear friend, this is the story of Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God, and he came down on this earth as a man. He that is God himself, the creator of the universe, the creator of the world, he came down here in this world and lived as a man amongst men, just like us. Jesus walked down here in Israel more than 2,000 years ago. And my dear friend, Jesus went through this world doing good and healing men and women and children, giving sight back to blind man, and making lame to walk, healing the lepers. Miracle after miracle, my dear friend. The man Jesus, Christ Jesus, he went all the way through this his pathway down here, and he reached a point where the hatred of man was so great towards him, yet the love of God, his love for man, was so great that he was hanged on a cross at Calvary, where he took upon himself the weight of your sin, of my sin, of our sin, my dear friend. And there he suffered the judgment that poured out from God in those 3 hours of darkness. And my Savior Jesus poured his blood for me, for my sins and for your sins, so that whoever believes in him may be saved, because the blood of Jesus cleanses us from every sin, my dear friend. So this is the message of salvation. It doesn't matter what you've done in your life. What is your history? It doesn't matter. What is important for you is now. And now is the moment in which God is speaking to your heart, my dear friend. And it is my desire, and I would like to invite you to let him in. To let him into your life. Let him into your heart, my dear friend. Think of that visit into Zacchaeus' house. Now is the well-accepted time. Now you have the opportunity. Don't waste it, my dear friend. I wish you that you may live many more days. But we know, none of us knows if we will have tomorrow. And I started with that experience, very fresh experience of my colleague that lost his mother-in-law without even imagining that she was reaching the end of her life, my dear friend. So I'd just like to close by leaving you one little warning. It is in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 3. Now, God says, remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, and keep it and repent. If therefore you shall not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you shall not know at what hour I shall come upon you. My dear friend, what we know is what we are living now. What will happen is not in our hands. It's in God's hands. And we do not know the hour. What is this passage referring to? My dear friend, the beautiful news for those that believe in Jesus is that Jesus is coming back. And Jesus is speaking to you now. You have heard his message, and he's telling you, I will come back. But you don't know the hour in which I will come back. And you don't know the hour in which I will visit you. So make sure that you remember what you've heard, that you receive it in your heart, that you keep it in your heart, and that you repent. This is God's message, my dear friend, so that you may be stirred and stimulated to repent from your sins. What does it mean? It simply means to be sorry, to say that you're sorry. Confess your sins to God, and he is faithful and powerful to forgive you. My dear friend, there is no greater power than the power of forgiveness that is based on the power of God's love. God loves you so much that he's waited and for this moment so that you could now receive the message of the salvation of your soul. All that you need to do, my friend, is just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. May you do this tonight. May you do this now before it is too late. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Amen.